the ethnic Ijaw militant group, Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEN, has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attack. The attackers destroyed an oil rig, a naval houseboat, a military gunship, and killed five soldiers before kidnapping five South Korean oil workers. The group's key demand is a release of a jailed militia leader, Mujahid Dokubwasari. Some ethnic Ijaw leaders have denounced the latest attack, which came at a time the government has launched an initiative to address long-standing grievances in the region. Oboku Bello is the president of the Federated Ijaw Council, one of the Niger Delta groups involved in the government's program.
I'm not denouncing our struggle. The struggle is in place. But there's an attempt, whether they want to solve the problem or not, they are saying that they want to solve the problem. Give them a chance. But if they fail to meet the demand, they will say, look at the demand and look at your offer. Your offer cannot commensurate with what we are placed before you. Your world will be watching.
The attack came hours after the jailed militia leader, Dokubwasari, who is on trial for treason, was denied bail by a Nigerian court. Bello says the judicial process should be allowed to determine Dokubwasari's fate.
When it's between an issue of law court, I don't conduct myself in prejudicial to the process. But a lot of these things are not issues of the law court. There should be element of legitimacy in what we are doing. There should be sense of rule of law.
Since February, MEND has carried out a number of attacks on the oil industry in the Delta, forcing the closure of a quarter of Nigeria's oil output. The group insists on the release of Dokubwasari as one of several conditions for ending the violence. On Friday, a group of unidentified militants who were demanding jobs and development projects kidnapped 8 foreign oil workers from an oil platform off Nigeria's southeastern coast. They were released on Sunday. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.